Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Well, all right. And again, it's a big, big welcome to all of you guys for being part of this morning experience right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I've got Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes, officially. And big, big, big morning it is. In the first hour. Yes, it is the first hour of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and folks know that we're on from 6 to 9 each weekday morning, and that's 3 hours in the first hour. We have a lot of wonderful showcase items that we especially kind of put together for the radio show. Our mid-show is live, host chat.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Great conversation.
Yes, with all of us. And then, of course, you know what comes up in the third hour. It is known as
our spotlight hour.
Absolutely. And we have such great folks, great specific interviews and all of that that we put together. But I'm excited. I'm excited.
So am I.
We chatted with thousands of guests on our broadcast. We've really made a stake. You know, we have really put forth the effort to connect with people on the show. And we really
yes.
owe all to you guys, the fans of the show, for helping
yes,
to keep us
thank
motivated.
You so much. Yes,
absolutely.
For tuning in and for supporting us. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And so this is where we're going to, you know, we're going to put our wonderful new things and additional space right here. And then we've got some great classic pieces we're going to replay in the first hour. And as we open up our vaults, Nicole Marie, I think it's great that we get that opportunity to replay
yes,
some of our
yes.
favorites and your fan favorites, your favorites as well.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love hearing some of the favorites. Yes, it's always good to go back and listen to those. Yes.
Yeah. And so just want to thank the advertisers who support this show.
Thank you.
Without you, we wouldn't be here, literally. So
exactly.
Remember, you guys can be guests or advertise on the Hair Radio Morning Show and reach folks all over the world as well with your gifts, with you all, they're your gifts, but yes, your products and services. So listen, I want you guys to just keep it right here. We're going to just keep rolling out today's broadcast. And
yes.
there's a lot more
stay
to get into, Nicole Marie. Yes, I'm happy to say. So enjoy.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment. and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hinds, and we have a very, very special broadcast today. We're talking with three individuals who are protesters with the Black Lives Matter. And it's not just about being a protester with the Black Lives Matter so much, but also the fact of being injured. And we're going to get into all of that with the whole story. It's several stories. It's just amazing. And we're also joined by, you guys know her, Miss Lisa Bloom, the attorney for these individuals. We welcome everybody to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning, everybody.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
So,
thank you.
I want to jump right on
Yes, good morning, guys. I want to jump right on in. Let me just identify everybody first. We've got Nia Love from Sacramento area, as well as Fouché Cloner from Sacramento as well, and Bradley Stein, who is down in Los Angeles. And you guys, again, were joined by Lisa Bloom from the Bloom Firm. Let's go ahead and start. This is really, all of this comes out of protesting in response to the George Floyd incident, the death of George Floyd back earlier this in actually mid-2020. So I just want to get a little feel of, you know, maybe we can start with Brad. Maybe you can just explain a little bit about the incident that involved you in Los Angeles, and we'll get everybody in real quick.
Sure, and thanks again for having us on. So I was like the rest of this country, shocked and appalled at the senseless killing and the images and the video of this man squeezing the life out of George Floyd as he pleaded and begged because he couldn't breathe and wanted his life spared. And there was an opportunity in Los Angeles at a Black Lives Matter rally, and I decided to attend it. I was going to take my 10-year-old daughter, but I decided at the last minute not to take her. And, it felt like the whole of Los Angeles came out. Angelinos and folks, teenagers, kids, old people, everybody came out, and we gathered, and we took our march to the streets, and we started marching down the street, and you know, we found ourselves at the intersection of Fairfax and
Third,
yeah, near the Beverly, I beg your pardon, near the Grove shopping center. And, yeah. Everybody was peaceful together. We were talking about the people that had lost their lives, from Breonna Taylor to George Floyd, and some Black Lives Matter folks were speaking about the injustices and about seeking police reform for the way that they have been acting to Black Americans and people of color in the United States. And the march continued, and we found ourselves in the skirmish line where police were violently beating up protesters. And in the melee of all of that, I saw somebody getting hurt. I tried to help them, and I was subsequently hit across the chest, and I was shot from a few feet away by a rubber bullet. Unfortunately, the rubber bullet hit me in the genitalia and ruptured my left testicle. So that's pretty much what happened to me.
Just awful. Now, Lisa, I want to kind of get into this with the rubber bullets, and of course, I want to hear from both me and Fouché as well. But I have to talk about this with the rubber bullets, because I've been reading and a whole bunch of going back and forth about the proper use of these rubber bullets and when they might be used for crowd control. Is there anything that you can add to that, Lisa Bloom?
Yes, absolutely. So, you might think, well, at least they're not using the regular bullets, they're using rubber bullets. But in fact, rubber bullets can be lethal, and they have been in a number of cases. And if they're not lethal, they can cause lifelong injuries, as has happened to all three of my clients, Bradley, Nia, and Fouché, who are on this call. Injuries to their face, to their eyes, to their genitals. It is horrific. And the guidelines in California for police state very clearly that rubber bullets and other so-called less lethal weapons are never to be used for crowd control. They're never to be used in retaliation. No police weapon is to be used in retaliation. If you're angry at somebody, if you don't like the way they're protesting, you're never allowed to use the weapon. They're only allowed to be used in self-defense or in defense of another when there's a very serious risk of injury or death. And even then, you're supposed to shoot center mass, meaning to somebody's torso, never to the genitals or the face. That's why all three of these cases are so important, because we have to hold the police accountable for maiming people who are there protesting a very just and righteous issue. This should never have happened to any of them.
Absolutely. I want to turn to the two from San Francisco, Nia Love and Fouché Conner, if I'm
Sacramento.
Pronouncing her name correctly. So, I'm sorry, from Sacramento. Correct,
okay.
Sacramento, California. Nia and Fouché, tell us, now, were you guys at the same Black Lives Matter march in your area, in Sacramento area?
I'm not sure.
Nia, I'm sorry.
No, it was two different ones.
Two different ones. Okay, I just wanted, okay. Nia, just to start with you, can you tell us, because I was looking a little bit at your story as well, I was just first of all, blown away with your poise. Can you just tell everybody a little bit about your experience, what happened to you on that night when you were marching for the Black Lives Matter?
So Bradley said, after the George Floyd murder, I was angry, upset, hurt. So I went out to march with my youngest brother, and for a while it was okay. It was fine, and then it got really hostile. And I was actually walking away from the crowd, and I turned around to look for my brother. When I turned around, in a couple seconds, I was hit in the eye. And my eye was literally blown to pieces.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you guys, this is really tough to hear, for our listeners out there. How are you guys actually coming along at this point? How are you doing, Ian, since I have you on the line about this? How are you coming along? How is your eyesight at this point?
I'm not that great. I haven't been at work in about 8 months.
Wow.
Since it happened. It's hard for me to get medication because my insurance got canceled because I'm not working.
Mm.
I can't drive. I'm completely blind on the left side. So it's hard. I'm still trying to figure out how to maneuver day to day with learning how to live my new reality, being blind in one eye. And then mentally, it's also very hard.
Well, I have to tell you, and I just in looking at some of your information, I saw a comment there about, that you have daughters and you don't want them to ever grow up in this kind of crazy, to go through these things that we're all going through right now. So just a really good, just such under the circumstances, just doing amazing things with all of this.
Thank you.
I have to turn to you. Yes, absolutely. I'm sure there's a better way to put that. Fouché, please tell us a little bit. I didn't get a whole bunch on your experience, and I wanted to definitely understand exactly what happened also, as well from Sacramento. So please tell us when it happened and exactly what happened.
Hello. It's very nice to be here as well, everybody else, including Lisa. What happened on, May 31st for me was that after seeing protests and after seeing what George Floyd happened, what happened to George Floyd, it definitely moves me into a direction, a different direction. I've been wanting to be a part of serving people, serving the country, serving my community for a while. I wanted to be a part of law enforcement, and I was aiming towards going towards that. Just going all the way back to Trayvon Martin, going all the way back to, Eric Garner, all the people that have been already made it it pretty obvious that this injustice and this inequality is blatant in our country. It made me think about all that and what I could be doing to helping. And the one thing I know is just to exercise my rights protest, just as everybody should when they see injustice or they see something that needs to change inside our country. Historically, I wanted to go out there to march with my brothers and sisters, to go out there and speak out for change and to ultimately be peaceful. I really wanted to go out there, be peaceful, have us be heard, but also not have us be harmed as well. We were all taking knees, chanting, sitting down, and a lot of that stuff changed when police presence came. They came in armor. They came with what it looked like guns at the time. They came and just looked like full riot gear. At a protest that was pretty much peaceful. It was all peaceful. I did not feel like I was threatened or my life was threatened, or I didn't feel fear until that presence, until that police presence came there. And once they came there, we went to continue to protest on the street that we were on the Capitol, at the Capitol. And shortly after that, they let go tear gas, rubber bullets, projectiles that one, as I was fleeing, did hit me in my face, really close to my eye. I couldn't see for a while, and it has forever changed my view and my look at my future career path, and what I could be doing to helping this movement.
And I saw these pictures. How is your eye coming along? How is your injury coming along at this point?
Recently, I have still had floaters and light still bothered with my eye. I forever have a scar right next to my eye. And honestly, my life has been flipped upside down. And ever since then, moving forward has been a little bit more difficult. Seeing positivity in what everything's going without reform.
Wow. I'm just, well, first, thank you very much for sharing. You guys, if you're just joining us, let me just bring everybody up to speed. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. I'm on today with three individuals, all who are Black Lives Matter protesters who were injured. Now, Lisa, I do have to talk to you about one of the things that I had noticed. And what I saw was that I think it was in the case of Nia, where I believe the police, the law enforcement, I think they were saying that there were several different, no one like would take ownership of these, you know, these rubber bullets being fired. You know, each,
right.
It seemed to me like everybody, you know, like two or three different
right.
police agencies or whatever were blaming the other. And I'm blown away. So What on earth can be done, if anything? It's hard to, when they won't even acknowledge that, you know, it was there, which to me, I can't imagine that there can't be records that would
right.
indicate when a firearm is discharged. I mean, that's just,
can you,
I don't even
yes,
know what else to say.
Kerry, you know, you're putting your finger on something that's so important. Can you believe we live in a country and our tax dollars are going to pay our local officials
right.
and they cannot even tell us who fired bullets that injured a citizen? We don't know which agency it was. It was some other agency, probably not ours. We don't know. Maybe it was them. I mean, this is insane. Of course, they should always keep records. They're required by law to keep records when they discharge a weapon, when they use a weapon on a citizen. Now, we believe it was the Sacramento PD, but we have filed lawsuits on behalf of all three of these wonderful BLM protesters
yes.
who are on the call with me right now, Nia, Fouché,
yeah.
and Bradley, and we will get to the bottom of it because we will force them to answer our questions and our subpoenas, and we will get to the bottom of that. I don't think that's going to be difficult. You know, but what's really striking to me is, you know, bringing this case to the present. We all saw what happened on January 6th at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., right, where
yes.
that crowd of almost entirely white protesters was actually
correct.
Ushered right into the Capitol. I mean, police officers not only didn't use any violence on the crowd when they were just out there protesting, but opened the doors, there's videos, waved them on in, and now we find out that some of the, certainly not all, but a small number of the police officers there were actually white supremacists and sympathizers with those protesters. And it's just appalling and disturbing that the way that white protesters in events that are like Trump rallies and people protesting stay-at-home orders, the way that they have gotten treated compared to Black Lives Matter protesters. I mean, it really, you know, if you think about it, Nia and Fouché and Bradley were all there protesting police brutality, and then all three of them became victims of police brutality, proving the very
exactly.
point of the protest.
Exactly. Well, that's the irony of it to me, and it's just filled with this throughout everything. I mean, just the fact of the, you know, that you're there exercising your right, you know, to assemble peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's almost as if that these officers are unaware. I just it's hard to
mm-hmm.
kind of rationalize this, trying to explain it. But I have to say, folks have taken notice about the, it seems like such an uneven, you know, an uneven amount of force when it,
mm-hmm.
as you just to your point, Lisa, about the, when it's relating to you know, folks of color, as opposed to those folks who were going out to support Donald Trump with their riot and so forth.
Yes.
But I tell you, I just want to say this, and I'm not, you know, just to kind of move along a little bit for everybody, but I want to thank everybody who is going out there and like what you guys have done with standing up and protesting. I've been out there myself, so I can certainly understand every single aspect of what it takes to do that. And you know, and looking at your stories, and Brad, I think you know, and kind of looking at your story as well, I'm going to get into all of it now, but just, you know, just I'm blown away with the courage that it takes and the road that you've taken, guys, for all of you to get where you are. And Lisa, I just want to say, is there, yes, absolutely. Do you guys, you know, easy question, but do you guys, is there anybody who would do anything differently? Nia, would you change and just, you know, if you could take it all back that night, would you change and do anything any different?
No, I wouldn't. Like I said before, it's bigger than just what happened to me. So I think, you know, take one for the team.
I hear you. Okay. And what about you, Fouché? Is there anything that you would kind of have done differently if you could?
I've asked myself that question many of times, to be honest. They all come to the same conclusion that, no, I wouldn't have changed anything that I did. I think if I were to change or say if I were to change anything, that's implying that what I did was fully wrong, and that's also implying that what they did was right. What they did wasn't right, and
right.
I'm here for a reason, and I'm
exactly.
here to fight for justice. So, no, I wouldn't have.
I'm glad you brought that. Absolutely, and that was the point I was about to get to as well. Very good. Thank you for that. So, Bradley, I want to say, and in your case, you have just awful, you know, experience with dealing with all of this, being from South Africa. You know, you've seen a whole bunch, and you just – so you have a little probably, you know, I hate to say, but you've got some reference to some degree with all of this. So – I just have to say as well, let me just stay on this. Would you do anything any different as well? Let me just officially ask you that question.
Yeah, and this is Lisa, but I'm going to jump
yes,
in on
Lisa,
that one for Bradley, because there have been criminal charges filed against him. So his case is a little bit different. And
got it.
I have to jump in as his attorney and not have him answer that or anything too specific.
Don't ask, no problem at all.
Sorry. But
that's fine. No, that's perfectly fine.
Lisa, yeah. if I could say one thing, and that is that, you know, the difference, I just want to go back and just address the differences in the way police handle, you know, what happened at the Capitol versus what happened
yes.
to Black Lives Matter marches.
Or you can talk about anything with your South Africa activism and background, because that's very interesting.
Yeah. So my background is I was recruited by President Nelson Mandela and his African National Congress as a clandestine officer, as a spy, to help him infiltrate right-wing white nationalist groups in the late 80s in South Africa. And I was involved with the struggle, you know, like the civil rights movement here in the United States, but in South Africa. And what I've seen here in the United States is appalling. The white privilege that law enforcement, people in government, stand behind the institutionalized and systemic racism that I've seen in all these institutions is remnant of apartheid rule, methodologies of the South African government and what they used. And they actually got that from the Australians that were, you know, suppressing the Aborigines, the Germans that were
right.
oppressing the Jews, and you know, the national security apparatus in this country has to change. So, you know, hopefully that's going to happen with this new administration that's coming in, because what we've seen with this Trump administration is that all this poison has actually risen to the top, and it's shown itself. So, you know, it's frightening to see the state of the blatant racism in the United States, and it's very reminiscent of apartheid South Africa and the oppression of that time. I just wanted to add that.
Well, I totally agree, and I'm sure many of our listeners out there are just it becomes very difficult for folks, you know, for us to, you know, keep seeing the same things over and over. And I just, you know, we applaud you so very much, and I thank you. I cannot thank you enough, you guys, for really standing up for what you believe in beyond words. Beyond words. Mm. And I have to say, Lisa, I just thank you so much, Miss Lisa Bloom. You are always doing amazing work. I just want to personally tell you that. I love you and your mother and just everything that you're doing. So keep representing the folks that you're doing.
I love you. I love you back. And thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you
for speaking out about what's important and what's right. And that's what I think everybody on the line right now cares about. So bless you. And
absolutely.
You.
On that note,
hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Okay. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us for the very first time today. Her name is Rochelle Chappelle. And yes, she's with the Healthy Hair Bar. I am so excited to welcome her to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show again for the first time. Good morning, Rochelle. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, yes, Mr. Carey.
Aw, first of all, I'm loving your name. It doesn't get any better than Rochelle Chappelle. It is. It's
I know.
It's a show business name.
It can be.
Oh,
it's the business for
it.
Hair.
It's wonderful. It's a unique name. Well, speaking of hair, we've got to jump on in. When I first heard about the Healthy Hair Bar, and I said, hold it, what? Where did you get this? I love it. So you've got to tell everybody again, just, you know, tell everybody what the Healthy Hair Bar is about.
So I actually would like to share first, and when I first started with the name Healthy Hair Bar, I actually trademarked it 10 years ago. So I knew that this evolution was coming. I've been preaching about it to people for several decades, and first they wasn't trying to hear me. So I created this place that a woman or man and children can go to without the stress of the chemicals, and I call it abusive hair services we have been exposed to for generations. And I wanted to create a place where people can come and not be abused or exposed to toxic chemicals.
Yes, and that is important. And then, you know, to be quite honest, I've come across very few companies out there, the big companies who share that belief system. And so, we've got a lot to talk about on that because, you know, I've had a chance, like I said, I've only, to be really honest, one real big one that was real adamant about this for years. And so I love hearing you, you know, carrying this into, especially with the generation that we have out there now. So, when I went to healthyhairbar.com, what I saw there, I just loved it because you have a variety. And when I say a variety, you really put the M in multicultural. You've got everybody represented. You've got all kinds of amazing things there. So why was this, and I appreciate that, on especially the toxic chemicals and all of that, but why was it so important to have everybody represented and then to offer so much in the way of hair and beauty and all of that?
For me, my philosophy is hair is hair because everyone has a different palette of hair, and now where we're heading, we are creating new hair types now. Now you have a mom who is half Vietnamese and black. Then she marries a black man that is half Mexican. You know, so now we are really creating more DNA hair that has been, for me, more resistant, more challenging, because now they're creating new curl patterns, new densities, and a lot of these products I would say techniques is not living up to new hair that is being that is emerging in our society. I was really raised in a multicultural atmosphere, so I've always looked at, like I said, hair is hair. As long as you have the tools and the materials to provide for that particular hair type, you should be able to go across the board. So I was just trained and raised in this industry, and we did not turn anyone's hair down because we didn't look at a color or a nationality or a texture. We just looked at it as hair.
Exactly. So I love that because it almost reminds me of the way things that we see now just out in the regular world where everything is politicized. It might be, you know, just opening up a can of, you know, soup and, you know, and that's now political and you got to be this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me about the hair. That's what it really does. And you mentioned about, you know, when you were growing up and where you were from. So Where are you from? I know you're out in the West Coast, so you got to tell everybody all that. We love living, you know, vicariously through all of our, you know, our the folks who are on the show where they're based out of and all of that. So where are you based? Where did you grow up and all that wonderful good
stuff? Well, I'll tell you where my DNA started at. It started with Jesus. That's where it started from. Then Jesus created my mom and daddy.
Oh,
I mean, the Lord,
yeah.
Not Jesus. Created my mom and daddy from Texas and Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
So I have roots from the South.
Hold on. You said Mississippi?
And yes.
What
so my roots is from the South. Oh, my dad was from Greenville.
Okay, Greenville. Okay, because my co-host on our show, Nicole Marie, she's from Water Valley, Mississippi. Now, I don't know anything about Mississippi. Let me just raise my hand
and
now.
Neither do I.
Okay, so we're gonna park it there because I really don't know too much.
We're going to park
it there.
It.
Okay.
Mom's from Texas.
Okay.
So they migrated to California and created me and my sister, who is also in the hair business. But so we are originally from South Central Los Angeles, and but we were raised with respect. We actually were raised in private school settings, so my parents wanted to give us a better start at life because in the South, you know, of course they had all kind of challenges, and California was the place to be in the early 50s and 60s to raise. To, you know, to be your own.
Yes, yes. I love it.
And then we migrated to South Central. I mean, we migrated from South Central to the Inland Empire, Ontario. My mom was the first black woman to open up a hair salon in that area because at the time in the 90s and the 80s and 70s, black culture was populating in Inglewood and Los Angeles. More of the other cultures, white, were going further out away from Los Angeles. Now they're coming back. But at the time, they were moving out
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Rochelle. You are absolutely right. That I'm totally raising both hands now because I was there during that time, and I used to also fly into Ontario Airport. I remember real well. You're on point. And I remember it was outside, so that's
outdoors.
That I recall way
you
back.
You have to walk on the tarmac to get inside of your airplane. Yes. So those
that's
are the good old days.
Yeah. So this is
I've been around multicultural my whole life.
Yes,
so for me to just stick to one culture, that's never been me.
It's never Well, I'm loving it. And these days that must serve you well because it's a big melting pot. Everything is really, really kind of melting and turning into
Carrie
a big
been
melting,
melting
pot. Wow. Okay. I love that. Okay. All right. I'm hearing you.
Been melting ever since Master start creating babies.
Okay. Rochelle's going to get us in trouble this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Well, listen, first of all, I love it. I love that you are so forthright. I love that you're outspoken. You're at home here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I want to talk, we haven't really talked about the services. You do everything. I know you have some, organic coloring. I think I saw that. You have all
that's
kinds
important.
Of natural hair too, as well. You do
have a beauty supply section.
Yes, a beauty supply. I saw that. I love everything about that. But, and I don't usually see that. We have lots of stylists who come on the show, but I don't always see that. So, what do you say about that?
I'll give
that?
You a little bit more rundown of my specialties in the business. I consider myself to be more of a specialist. I am a one-man show at this moment, but at one time I had a full staff of hairstylists that I trained to use my techniques and mm-hmm. my special hair scalp treatments. And I always tell people, I don't need to go there. My hair is fine. No, you do need to come because my mm-hmm. my direction is anti-aging hair care. So we need mm-hmm. to preserve what you have now because as you age, and aging is approaching all of us, it is going to take a turn if you have not yeah. practiced proper nutrition hair care services. And not even just coming to the salon, but also doing your part. And what I mm-hmm. took into account for my store is teaching women how to use products that they purchase. Because that's the mm-hmm. downfall. When they leave the salon, they're all pumped up, they're feeling beautiful, mm-hmm. but now mm-hmm. I may not see her for the next several weeks or months.
Right.
But you need to also take care of what we started.
Exactly.
And a lot of women appreciate my hands-on techniques to show them how to shampoo their hair. Most women do not know how to shampoo their hair. You know, they think one or two shampoos are fine. No, it's not. You need to also do some cocktails. Mix a little bit of something, you know, you like with a little bit or something that has some nutrition if you don't have it. You know, so mm-hmm. it's just like, so these are things I created in my store to help with the aging processing that women have been going through. And then
wow.
also, too, repairing the severe damage that people have done to their scalp
Holy
and hair
goodness.
Through all these generations. And, you know, the behaviors haven't stopped yet. So I'm hoping to stop a lot of bad behaviors that were never really beneficial to us in the first place.
Right.
So a lot of that I have to reverse. So my treatments help restore scalp skin. I have a lot of women that have been wearing hair pieces for many, 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 many years where their scalp has become very tender from the different materials that's been on their skin that they haven't protected or nourished. So mm-hmm. I help rebound hair from the abuse that it had once received.
You really? So you must have. I'm about to say 90% of what you're going to be doing is through consultation and education and
yes.
information, if you will, pretty much.
I do consultations
really,
first.
Yeah.
And I also use my microscope. I have a scalp analysis microscope, and I show women how damaged their scalp is. Like,
yeah.
let me show you underneath this follicle, you know, what is really going on. And they'll see, like, stuff oozing. They see a lot mm-hmm. of sores. But they're so microscopic because of the skin cells, you know,
right.
people don't realize
right.
How particular things can be, you know.
And
so they're
some
only
in
the
denial.
Surface.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. Some clients,
yeah,
I think some
they
folks
are.
Yeah, and they'll just grab a covering and, you
mm-hmm.
know, like they're grabbing a hat.
But it's easy.
Thing. Yeah, and...
It's easy
well, you know
to
what?
Always cover up.
It is. But we need, this is why we need folks like Rochelle Chappelle.
Yeah.
This is why we
and I'm
need
here
you.
For the, I'm here for the people.
Okay. And the Healthy Hair Bar is here for the people. And I love that.
Yes,
Healthy
the
Hair
Healthy
Bar,
Hair Bar is here for the people.
Yes. You know, like I said, you are really going in and literally on what you're doing and your site. And I want to invite all of the fans of this broadcast today to go to your site because it is different. I'm going to say that. I love it. It just looks, no, it has a different feel. It's very vibrant. It's just different. And it stayed with me. I shared your logo, for God's sakes. I literally had to go, I said, oh, she didn't send me this logo. I'm going to go find it. And I put it out there. I hope that was okay. I said, because I just
okay.
loved it.
No, I love it.
It's on my, if you look at my Facebook yesterday, this is what you'll find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
We said we took care of folks
awesome.
Here at the show. Yes.
Awesome.
It's on here.
I appreciate
mm.
that.
Of course. And it is beautiful. So, and we, again, we just don't say stuff here on the show. We have to mean it. So,
okay.
So I'm loving all of this. Now, what are some of the other things that you want to do? Are you looking to branch out? I know you are, great at, you know, all of this wonderful hair care and everything hair care, by the way. You cover it all, literally.
I do. I cover it all with the hair pieces. That's another portion of my business. I cover it with the children. I want to make sure children have the opportunity to have great, beautiful, long hair. Every child can have long hair, but what I'm finding with parents, they are not doing proper hair care services that their child deserves and needs, especially like haircuts, trims. Parents are so scared of cutting their children's hair, especially black or multiracial children. I'm finding that being like such a disservice to children. When their hair is supposed to be growing and their curl patterns are not developing properly, and especially like biracial parents are fighting against what our hair naturally needs and needs to be done. And that's to go see a professional, number one. That's to get monthly trims. People are holding on to that, I call it puppy hair, the baby hair. And the baby hair has to get cut off. If you don't cut the baby hair, you're stunting the growth of the new hair that needs, the mature hair that needs to start emerging. You know, hair goes in a cycle as you age and mature, just like the body. So when you are, you know, a lot of cultures will cut their children's hair. Like the Indians, they cut their children's hair when they're born. And guess what? Their hair is beautiful when it emerges.
Wow.
Because that baby hair is nothing. Oh, but it has blonde tips. I want to hold on to the blonde tips.
Yeah, I was
about
to say, our culture,
it's so characteristic.
Culture, we are very reluctant to do that. So I appreciate what you have to say, but it's a hard fight. You know,
but this is a part of why I see a lot of children hair not having its full potential. And I have pleaded with black parents and you know, especially like I'll have a Hispanic mom and a black dad. The black dad's telling me, oh, please don't cut my daughter's hair. I understand you. Your daughter has a nice palette of hair. That, you know, that's good. Mm-hmm. However, her hair is still black. I don't care if she's been mixed with any other type of nationality. We got to treat this with dedication, professionalism, like we used to go back in the day. I come from a generation where we went to the hair salon at 6 o'clock in the morning, lined up. Those practices are dead and gone, and I'm so, you know, I don't understand. Parents are not putting their money into the grooming of a child. My passion went towards the kids to teach them. Let me catch them early, so they won't go down the tubes with like how auntie wear a wig now because her crown is all thin and gone. I don't want I don't want to keep passing on that bad behavior.
Right.
So I
want
to catch the new generation.
Exactly. And you're doing that. And recognizing that it needs to be done, and the children just being able to educate and inform, and you're really doing that with everybody. These are tough conversations to have. These are not all very easy conversations. And I'm listening to you as you're saying them because, you know, we've been around the block a bit on this. And, you know, so I appreciate the conversation this morning. Listen, again, if you have just tuned in, if you're just joining us today, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest is Rochelle Chappelle. Now, she is the proprietor of HealthyHairBar.com. I'm going to say that's your site, but you're also doing a whole lot in the way of hair care. You really, again, I don't know any part of the spectrum that you're not, you know, like you said, hands-on with. And you guys will see that reflected in her sight. You can hear it in what she's been chatting about with us this morning. And I'm just very, you know, very proud. I think the question I was trying to get at earlier with you, is there anything else that you want to do that you kind of maybe you're not haven't had a chance to do yet in the way of hair or beauty or anything related like that?
Yes, I'm ready to open up my franchises. So, you know, most people in this business, you know, especially like hair artists, I am a hair artist, but I'm also too a businesswoman. I wear another hat. A lot of people in this business, they always think they can wear both hats. Personally, I would not do that again because the business needs to be, you know, a biz. So being stretched two different ways. But I created this brand for other hearted entrepreneur hairstylists that they can – I created this foundation where they can just walk into it. Treatments are effective. They work. There you go. Nothing needs to be recreated. It's already done for you. So I'm making it easy for hairstylists to be in the business of, you know, pushing this whole wave of proper hair care services, being treated properly, not being exposed to toxic chemistry anymore. So, you know, I'm really looking to elevate this to, you know, national because like I said, hair is everywhere.
Exactly.
And hair is hair. Yep.
It is, and that really starts today, Rochelle, because you know, this is everywhere. We are literally all over America, and we're outside of America. We have listeners from Australia and, as you know, Africa, all over the continent of Africa. As you know, we have a lot of fans over in Ghana and Nigeria and Egypt. And down in South Africa.
Fabulous. All my places I love.
And they're literally fans. We can shout them out. They pay attention to our show.
Right.
They've been on our show. So we love that. In addition, of course, from coast to coast. So here in America.
Exactly.
So we're real happy.
Let me shout out.
We also have Hair Radio Canada who just joined us, shouting out Samantha up in Nova Scotia and all of them. So we've got a lot of folks who are paying attention to what's happening at Hair Radio. And I just want to remind the folks out there, please, if you have not done so, Rochelle, I don't know if you've got a chance to do, but we want you to go to our hairradio.com website at hairadio.com. Sign up to become a member because you can connect with Rochelle right there, too. So right there through the Hair Radio Hour online community, again, is at hairadio.com, and it's free, free membership. And so there are fans right there. So if you're looking for customers and clients and people and all of that stuff, they're right there. So you ain't got to go far.
Well, I'm right here for you.
I'm loving this. I really am. And I'm just so excited for you. And I just love your voice. You know that, Rochelle. I just gushed all over before we got on the air. So this is really, really nice. Now, how else can folks connect with you? Please feel free in case I've missed anything.
Well, for all our Instagrammers, you can find me at Healthy Hair Bar at Instagram. Really simple. You'll see postings of befores and afters of our clients. Now, I don't post everything, so, you know, people are not satisfied when they see 100 pictures. They say, oh, you have more? You know what? If these few hasn't convinced you by now, just from the, I can't help you. This is not the place for you. So, but yeah, so I try to keep as current as possible, but, you know, I do also have another division, and I work with cancer patients. So I do chemo haircuts, and I also have a wig division. Yes. So I have a lot of chemo or scalp disorder type clients that do come and I work with. So we didn't touch on this subject, but I work with a lot of scalp disorders. When
you come back, I want to definitely get into that too. But yeah, go right here. I didn't mean to interrupt you because this is an important topic.
Yes, it is, and it's hidden. It's a hidden issue that I'm here to address. It is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. A lot of women are embarrassed because a lot of their bad behaviors or abusive behaviors to cosmetic hair services has gotten them in this situation. But I tell them, don't give up. I don't give up on you. Don't give up. But you have to get yourself out of the situation because it can cause long-term damage. A lot of burns and chemicals from chemistry that people have used, those have to be healed. And a lot of people have start turning into infection. I've worked with a client that had infection in her scalp, and she didn't understand why her scalp was itching and burning and puffing. She kept feeling something wet leaking out of her scalp. It was infected. So I specialize in those needs that a lot of women, a lot of hairstylists will not address.
I'm the nurse.
I get down and dirty. If I see some blood and pus, I got all kind of natural remedies that's going to heal and replenish the scalp back to health.
Well, I love that you have it where you can focus, you know, and offer that privacy that they might need as well at your location. So that's really, really important.
Yes, it's very private. It's just me and you because it is a very, very, very secret to a lot of women.
Yes, yes. And I have to tell you, I'm just blown
away.
No
more secrets.
No more secrets. We're going to be done with that. But I'm loving this. Okay, so healthyhairbar.com. And you're doing so much out there. You really are. Now, when you do come back, we're going to break this down because, just to touch on what you had just said about the, hair abuse and all of that, I created TAF, which is our Traction Alopecia Foundation. And our Traction Alopecia Foundation, which is located at my site, as you know, at our carefree.com site, whenever you get a chance to go check it out. But what it does...
Okay,
it
that's amazing,
look,
Harry. I really appreciate
this is why I need you...
Are traumatized.
This is why we need you to continue to address these issues. And I'd like, to invite you back to come and speak on our behalf for TAF, for the Traction Alopecia Foundation, because it's all about education and information. And you, my dear, are a specialist. You're really, I've been enjoying this morning. I literally have been transfixed, on what you've been talking about. So great stuff. Now, I always end this by asking everybody, so do you have any folks you want to shout out to or any inspirational things you want to leave us with this morning from the Healthy Hair Bar?
Yes, I would like to give a big shout out to the Morrow family. We recently lost one of our best chemists in the industry.
Yeah.
Willie Morrow.
Yeah.
So he is our hero. He was advocating for a better hair life.
Yes.
He knows that the chemistry in our business has never done us well. So he was advocating to really change the industry for better hair care.
Yeah. I interviewed Dr. Willie Morrow back in the 90s. And Cheryl, I've known Cheryl for decades, literally. Cheryl Morrow, one of, Dr. Willie Morrow's kids, she's a hairstylist, a superstar now, right? Cheryl and I, we go back, we have worked together. She's always on our show. I just love the Morrows. I love them, I really do.
Gloria, fabulous.
Yeah, they're fabulous. I can't say enough. I really can't, and I really mean that from my heart. And so we're going to continue to keep his legacy alive. I think that's what this show does. It helps, you know, keep these folks, really, their legacies alive. Everybody from, you know, Annie Malone and Madam C.J. Walker,
yeah,
and Sarah Spencer Washington and Viola Davis.
You bring up Annie Malone, and a lot of people do not know Annie Malone. And for me, I see that's happening in this time period where Annie Malone mm-hmm. had created Madam C.J. Walker.
She created her.
Like mm-hmm. I have created a lot of the women that have went on after I trained them, my system,
exactly.
And they went on to do their own
yeah.
branches. But if it wasn't for me, they would not know anything about healthy hair and or hair loss or scalp disorders. So I'm glad that I've got a chance to also, you know, create more Madam C.J. Walkers.
Well, you know what? When you said that earlier, this is the God's honest truth. When she mentioned that, this is what Rochelle had mentioned, that you had trained the stylist and they were gone on, and you were saying you were a one-man band kind of thing going on. That's what went mm-hmm. through my head. I swear to you, that's exactly what went through my head, that you sent them out into the world learning your technique and how you do things and all this wonderful information that you've been imparting with us today. But, yeah, back to that, I love that there would not have been a Madam C.J. Walker had there not been an Annie Malone. Now, let me tell you guys, we've had everybody right here on the show. I've had everybody. I've represented everybody from Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Alelia. We've worked together. She's been on my show. She's been at my show. I've had... from the Annie Malone side, we've had the folks from the parade, you know. We've had, I've had everybody. I've met her relatives and chatted with her. Everybody. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show. This is where everybody comes. So I'm super excited. And not just those two, but what I'm working behind the scenes on is a tribute to all of these women. And there are a lot. There are a lot. There's a good hand. There was one right in my own neck of the woods here. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, but there was one in Newark, New Jersey. I hadn't even heard about. I was in shock. I said, really? And I mean, I'm right here, and I had not. There were a lot of these incredible women who did
yes.
so much. And we've got a lot of guys, too, who are very, very important, you know, to the industry. But to these women, they needed to be credited because, you know, times are tough, and they didn't have the internet. You know, Madam
right.
Walker's internet were her two feet.
But they were word of mouth in the community. You know, so the word of mouth didn't get a chance to spread like it should have. There's so
exactly.
many wonderful, talented hairstylists that have never had a glorified moment, and I believe now it's time for them to get their shine because they paved the way for me.
Doing it. You know what? And you're doing this for others right now. So I just adore you. We adore you here, Rochelle. So Rochelle
yes,
Chappell,
I'm excited.
My special guest. Yes. So this
I'm
is
here
just the
for
beginning.
The, I'm
so,
here for you.
Oh, well, this. Listen, we're going to hold you to that on this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to remind everybody, go to healthyhairbar.com. Again, healthyhairbar.com. She's got a lot there to unpack.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at The Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it is mid-morning, well, it's mid-show, let's just say that. It's Wednesday, October 12th of 2022. It's our show number 771, and we are broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York. It's about 717 locally here, and let me bring to the line, let me just go ahead and introduce the new queen of the mornings. We're talking about Nicole Marie. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and we just love having her here each morning. Hello, Nicole Marie. Good morning. And
good
happy
morning.
Mid-show.
Good morning. And happy mid-show,
yeah.
Carrie, and to all of our fans.
Yes, to everybody. And again,
yes.
We want to welcome Upscale Magazine Radio as well, all the fans of that network. We're so happy. We're going to talk a little bit about Upscale. How are you today, Nicole Marie?
I'm wonderful this morning, Gary. It's about 60 degrees right now, but we're expecting some rain. So it's a little cloudy.
Okay.
We're going to warm up. I'm sorry, Carrie, to say this, but we're going to warm up today. We're still in the 80s, so we're going to warm up today.
Oh, wow.
But all is well right now here in Mississippi. How are you this morning?
Wow. Well, in Brooklyn, New York, not quite as warm, but doing okay. You know what? Today I wanted to make sure and get on some of our classic interviews in the first hour, and we did so with
yes, I was listening.
You know, one of the top TV attorneys, Lisa Bloom. Folks
yes.
may not realize, but we've had a chance to interview some of the biggest lawyers who represent, families in a civil rights way.
Right.
Lisa Bloom has, of course, been with us. She was on this morning from Court TV.
Yes.
You guys remember her? As well as we've had Trayvon Martin's attorney on, Benjamin Crump, and so many others. And so we, you know, this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. Hair and beauty will
yeah.
always be our underlying theme. But it's about hair, beauty, and what else do we say, Nicole Marie?
Right. And community. Definitely
exactly.
have to address what is going on in our community. And I was listening this morning, and I enjoyed that interview, listening to the to Lisa, but then also the three protesters that shared their story about what happened to them. Yes, I enjoyed listening to that.
Because you know we talked, and I thought about that. I think we have covered every topic one can imagine in the course of doing the Hair Radio Show for 27 years.
That's what it's all about.
And I was listening as well, and I remember doing the interview with the three individuals who marched, with the Black Lives Matter movement.
Right.
And it was very, yeah. If you guys missed it, we share this entire three-hour show after we wrap up at 9, because, again, we're live. So once the show concludes at 9, we'll share it through our social media, like Facebook and Twitter and all that. And we'll play it over at the Upscale Network a little later today as well, upscalemagazineradio.com. But you know what it reminded me of? There was the gentleman here in New York, and I don't think I've ever actually talked about this on the air, but it reminded me that I was out there as well protesting. I had to do something. There was the gentleman who was a gentle giant who was put in a chokehold for selling, like, we call them Lucy's here in the Northeast. You can tell I'm in the city. You know, these are cigarettes that are, you know, illegally sold in a pack that, you know, you buy a whole pack of cigarettes and then you walk around selling individual cigarettes. They call those Lucy's here. So if you've never heard it, you've heard it now. So what's happened is, trying to make a living, this fella who was a dad and very beloved with the people who knew him. And here comes someone who, you know, choked him to death, literally. I went out there and protested. We had the fella, Al Sharpton and all these other folks were there, and it was a whole bunch of things going on. And I had never been so moved. I think I put pictures up. I have pictures and all of that. I had never been so moved to get involved on that level until then. But it reminded me of all that. And it was very dangerous doing stuff, when you have to stand up. But I didn't have a choice. And I'll never forget it. So these are things that I interviewed others who were going to the march and all of that. I remember that. I still get updates from Al Sharpton's office, and I don't know how folks can stand by on some of these things and just,
not stand up.
Yeah.
And fight for justice that we all deserve.
Exactly. And I think what I've tried to say in everything that we do is to, do what you can. And that's going to be my motto going forward. That and do something.
Do something.
That's what I want to say. And it just reminds me, on tomorrow's show, Thursday and Friday, we have two very special shows. We are doing something. We believe in community. So about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Thursday and Friday, we have a very special topic that we've kind of talked about here and there, but I don't think we've ever covered it to this degree.
We're really going in. Really going in.
We're going in, as they say, the kids say. We are kicking off with this entire initiative, if you will, on the subject of bullying. Yes, bullying. And we're covering it from soup to nuts. Where we are going to, this is how, what's the rundown for Thursday and Friday shows. In the first hour, we just took part of this incredible conversation that we're going to bring to you through my brother, you guys know Dr. Leroy Hine, and his organization and all that he's doing. And so Michael Hopkins, the Hair Radio Morning Show and Vet Talk Radio Show's Michael Hopkins, and I took part in this. And we're going to bring that to you in the first hour on both Thursday and Friday morning this week. So do not miss that. And then mid-show, we always have a lot of live chat mid-show. We're going to touch on a whole bunch of this. But more importantly, at 8 o'clock, we have some of our own personal stories to share, and we invite you to do the same, especially around 8 o'clock in the Spotlight Hour on Thursday. And Friday, we're talking about the hair industry and what can we do to literally cut out this whole thing on bullying in America. So that's the idea. And we're going to do whatever we can Now, we do have a lot of hair talk on the way. And I've got to say, Nicole Marie, I'm so mad this morning. You want to know why?
I do.
Okay. I'm so mad because I have to reschedule an incredible person I wanted to introduce you guys to. So we're going to do that very, very soon. I promise you we will do that.
Okay.
In a big way. We have a great interview coming up with Dr. Millicent Davis very, very soon. We're going to announce when we can get that aired. We have some technical things going on every once in a while.
Okay.
You know, you're dealing
okay.
with a lot of electronics and all this kind of stuff, and we do mixtures of recordings and live and so
right.
much things going on here. So I chatted with her briefly this morning, and she'll be back. She'll be with us again, be with us very soon, so you guys will hear that.
Great.
And we just appreciate
Great.
Her and want to shout her out this morning. I cannot wait. I'm going to have her here to co-host with us at some point.
Wonderful.
And, yeah. So she's doing some big things, and I just wanted to remind everybody, she came to us through the scope of BOFSA.org. The Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. You guys know Sam Enon. He'll be with us a little bit in about an hour this morning. He should be joining us. And so I'm excited. Her website, you guys have to go and check it out. It's Fly Distributors with an S, so that's flydistributors.com. And so check it all out. She'll be with us and very soon, and we're going to really put her on the hot seat because it's all about some amazing products. And she's a big, big, big supporter
Great.
Of You Go Girls. And that's You Like Uniforms, so You Go Girls and their hair products line. So we got a lot to talk about. Hey, you know, just it's Wednesday, and I've got to say, we got to get some energy going this morning. So let's get on to the music. And, you know, where is good old Beyonce when you need her? So why don't we take a little bit of a music break? We'll be right back, everybody. And, of course, we've got a lot to say this morning. So we are on with you for quite a bit. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
How about this show? Take off the show. Sit in the middle of the middle of the show.
You won't break my soul, and I'm telling everybody. because it rain my soul.
Trying to fake it never makes it, that we all know.
It rain my soul.
Can have a stress and I'll take less, I'll justify love. We go round in circles, round in circles, searching for love.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Oh yeah, it's Wednesday morning again, October 12th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, and I'm with Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. This morning, and we're so excited. It's always good to have you here. Well, you know what? There's so much to get to. There always is on this broadcast, and lots to talk about.
So much to share.
So much to share. And we have an hour, and then and Sam will be with us live. I just want to get that on out. Sam Annan from BAFSA.org. Yeah, again, the Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. I'm raising my hand because we ourselves are a member of this incredible organization. So I love having them on. And,
wonderful.
Just gotta bring up
that
today. Yeah, they've got a whole bunch of things that they're doing over there. We're going to also, we have some things that he'll introduce to you guys, and I cannot wait. I'm also encouraging everybody, if you have not signed up for free, you need to register for free, let me be clear, and our website at www.hairradio.com, hairradio.com. There's just one R in the middle. So it's, again, hairradio.com. Go there, register for free. You can click on the members tab and sign up. Because there we have all kinds of articles and stories. It's kind of like our own social media for the hair and beauty community. And again, we call it the Hair Radio Online Community. So please sign up there, because when we do giveaways and free gifts and all kinds of things, we're going to direct you guys that you have to be a member in order to qualify. So please, let's begin and get that in motion. We touched on a little bit yesterday on the broadcast about getting everything underway for the holidays. Have you started your holiday shopping, Nicole Marie?
I have not started my shopping, but I started kind of jotting down and making my list of what I want to buy for certain people. So I'm getting in gear for it, in this next week or so, I will start shopping. I'm not, Carrie, I'm not a Black Friday shopper, so I like to kind of get things ahead of time. I don't like to be out in, you know, a lot of crowds and when it's real crowded and all of that. So I like to start early, get most of my shopping done, and be out the way, so to speak.
Well, I consider myself not so much to be just a Black Friday shopper, but I have to admit I'm a Black Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday shopper, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, the good thing about what we're doing is that you get to shop with us. We have two platforms that you can purchase gifts that are different, that are affordable, that are effective. We have entire hair product line. We also have a whole bunch of other things that you can pick up in the way of unique gifts that I think they're going to just love. First of all, one of my favorite things that I buy myself and make sure that we have to give out, which are the I Love the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's really I Love the Hair Radio Show mugs. I'm looking at them now, and they are just gorgeous. So they are available, again, at hairradio.com. So you go to hairadio.com. That makes a great gift. Also, we have gift cards and all of that kind of stuff. So much. I'm not going to just go through it now. We're going to put together a radio special that
we have
will
so much
talk about shopping.
Store.
Yes, there's only so much to
so
do.
Much.
And
so
much.
Yes.
But I love
mugs
it.
And T-shirts and journals and just so much.
That's right. Yes. And I want to remind everybody who's tuned in right now, you guys know that we have Carafee. If you are an affiliate member, we need to catch up with you guys, so please reach out to our office with regards to being an affiliate member if you signed up, because we're reaching out to everybody, and a lot of our members tune in to the Hair Radio Show each day. So we just wanted to throw that on out. I'm talking through the radio like Wendy used to talk through the TV. We're going to talk through the radio show. So it's been great. Now, this morning, we played some really classic music. I think Michael will appreciate this when we get Michael Hopkins from the Best Talk Radio Show. We leaned in with the iconic film.
Lean on Me.
And the song, Lean on Me. Yes, you heard it.
I love that song. Yes.
Me too. And every so often, we do get that on because it's about community. It's about helping each other.
That's right.
What this
and we all need to lean on each other. At one point or another, we all have to lean on someone.
Well, here, right about now, we need it badly. We need it badly.
Yes, we do.
I really can't say it enough. It's, you know, we've got to support each other. I don't know what any other way to say it. Every time I listen to all these things and I think about the civil unrest and, you know, and just crazy, I take some form of solace, some form of, you know, just by knowing that my brothers and sisters have got my back, that somebody you know, pulling for me. And that's what we do here. We want to remind you of that each day. In addition to, you know, sharing some great mid-show talk and playing some incredible interviews and bringing some celebrity talk to this platform. Yesterday we had on Beyonce's dad, of course, the great Matthew Knoll, sharing his bunch of information that we've played his interviews.
Right.
And we're going to dig into, I'm going to dig into our archives, and, you know, we've got some great interviews with Melba Moore, Cece Peniston, Tony Terry.
Oh, I'm looking forward to
Allison
that.
Williams, Dionne Warwick, a whole bunch of folks have been on our show.
Plus,
goes
on
my
and
personal
on.
Favorite.
Yes.
It goes on and on. You know, I remember when Huggy Bear did our show. I remember when, you know, the Good Times, the creative fellow did our show. And, you know, so I just have a lot of favorite moments on the broadcast. And coming up, so we've got some good stuff. We're going to get Michael on in just a bit. Again, Michael Hopkins is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. And VET stands for veterans. Let me just say that to be clear, because quite often we refer to Michael's show as Vet Talk Radio, and that's all that we say. But it's about helping the veterans and the claims process. Michael really is an expert out of Virginia, so we're going to talk to him in just a bit about that process and so much more. We really are. So I just want to remind everybody what's our schedule. So we're on until Friday this week, so until October 14th of 2022. We wrap up this week with our broadcast show number, and this just the morning show, not our entire history here. It's our 773rd show on Friday. So, again, those, 773 on Friday, October 14th. And then we will be off, taking just a week of production stuff going on here so we can bring you all kinds of new and wonderful things when we return. We'll hit the airwaves
new
again on Tuesday. Yeah, we come back on Tuesday, October 25th. And with our show number 774 on that day. And Vet Talk Radio will be airing its sixth broadcast on that day as well, about 8:30 in the morning. And so lots of things going on, and we're going to end out October. There's just a lot going on. This is the world we live in, and we're helping everybody. I think that's what it's about, Nicole Marie. We're helping everybody
bring
to navigate.
Information.
We're helping folks to navigate, their lives every day.
We're
here, like you say. Folks are coping with so many heavy things these days. I was told recently on the broadcast that some folks didn't have anybody to talk to. And so we are here. And I love what Nicole Marie said. If you have no one to talk to, talk to us.
Yes.
That's what we're here with.
That's
you live.
That's what we're here
six
for.
6 in the morning till 9 o'clock. And we will keep you infotained, literally.
Most definitely.
So we're real happy about that. Yeah, going to get checking with Michael Hopkins in just a moment. Why don't we take a short commercial break? And when we come back, we're going to see if we can get Michael Hopkins live to join us.
Great.
Right here on the broadcast. So, lots on the way this morning, and I'm just excited.
So am I.
So stay with me. All right. We'll be right back.
Hi. I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty, right here on Hair Radio.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the Black woman's demise. She raised the Black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the Black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the Black race outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of Blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of Black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most Black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory located at 640 Northwest Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race, At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982, the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company, in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. A graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. Doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated, the hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs, so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning again, October 12th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, it's our show number 771. Let me bring back to the line Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. You guys know I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And joining us on the line, Michael Hopkins out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning again, guys. We're in the spotlight hour, 8 o'clock. How are you guys doing today? Michael Hopkins, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Carrie Hines. Good morning, Nicole Marie. Ready
good
to
morning,
roll.
Michael. Yeah.
Yes. It's actually, I've been kind of tuned on in. I put on the backstory from Madam C.J. Walker, kind of to set up what I wanted to talk about for a minute, which is that last night on PBS, now I don't know about in New York, PBS is Channel 13. So you guys have public broadcasting system or station or whatever
yes.
it is out there in your areas as well. Well, they had on a story with this man who interviewed I think it's called Black in America or something like that. I'm going to have to Google to get the right title. One of my friends
okay.
called me at the last minute and told me about it, and I put it on, and it was on. And when I turned to it, they were talking about being Black in America, of course. But more importantly, for my interest, they started talking about not just Madam C.J. Walker, but Annie Malone. I thought I'd fall on the floor.
Wow,
wow.
Yeah,
really
that
did.
Is that
they
big.
Started,
that is
yeah.
big.
Wow.
You know who it was, who was the host? It was the man who does, he's a doctor, a wonderful African-American gentleman, and he does some Finding Your Roots. He's the man who hosts that, if you guys know what I'm talking about out there.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, I've
him
seen
up.
That before.
You know what? Okay, well, he was hosting this program on PBS last night, and they went in on all about African American culture. They talked about the impact of they talked about Annie Malone, and rightfully so, and then talked about Madam C.J. Walker, of course Sarah Breedlove, going to the school and the whole nine. And it was just so amazing. I was so felt so at home. And when you watched it, they were at a shop called Denny Moe's. in Harlem, New York.
New York.
You guys are part of the area. Well, you know where Vinnie Moe came to first, don't you?
No, where could that be?
The Hair Radio
Morning Show.
Oh, okay.
You're talking to Hair Radio. We go back.
Yes, we are. We are talking. This is Carrie Hines here. We're talking.
Thank you.
Wow, 30 years of just doing it.
Michael, you and I 27.
Okay, 27. Okay, I gave you three extra years here. I gave you three extra years.
Well, technically, you're correct. I started my radio career a little earlier out in California, even though I'm from Philadelphia and the East Coast. But you know what? I was just taken aback to see Vinnie Moe there. I said, oh, my God, they've been on our show. And then to hear them talking about folks that we've interviewed and know and the same people, and it's just, it's so warm. It's so warm.
Right.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, really. Wonderful. It means so much. I'm going to, because I believe PBS will keep re-airing this, so I'm going to let you guys know now that I know about it. I'm going to let you guys know when it's going
to
be on again.
I would love to watch that. Yeah.
Oh, you,
Carrie,
you guys
was it a part
really
of a series or was it just one show?
I don't think so. I think I'm not, you know what, let me not say things I don't know. I'll find out because I stumbled across it. Like I said, my friend told me that and I turned it on. It was already on, so I didn't get to see any of the opening title sequences or anything.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to Google it and see if I can find some details out about it, because this was really good. They had Angela Davis on. They had so many folks. So you need to really, really check it out.
Yes.
This is not something to be missed. And I said to them, once I check it out, I'm going to reach out to them because I'd love to rebroadcast it through our network. And see if we can get
I think that would just be on time and on target. Yes, it would be.
I agree, Michael. And so, just all good stuff and good things. For us next week again, we will not be doing the live 3-hour show. So we will not be here until, so we're Friday. Let me just say it clearly. We're here tomorrow and Friday live. From 6 to 9 in the morning, 5 to 8 if you're in Central Time Zone. And then once we wrap at 9 o'clock on Friday morning, October 14th, that's going to be it until the 25th. Tuesday, October 25th, we'll be back live again, 6 in the morning, 5 if you're in Central Time Zone. We're taking a week to focus on production. And during that week, you guys can go over to upscalemagazineradio.com and stay in touch with us. We're going to be putting a whole lot of new things on over there as well, plus some of our classic shows and recent broadcasts of the Hair Radio Morning Show and so much more. So really good stuff. Kind of wanted to talk a little bit on distributorships a little bit this morning. We have two Carapi distributors with us.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm so loving this. Each day we get to host the program. I feel like we have just a great family. And Carapi is what really.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is amazing. It really is. It's we have a hit radio broadcast called the Hair Radio Morning Show. We gotta pat ourselves on the back once in a while.
Oh yes, oh yes.
So I'm loving that, and and we've got some big stuff coming on. So we could Sam Inan will be here, and when Sam comes in, Sam's got a lot to share. So we're gonna talk to him about all of that. We're gonna talk to him a little bit about the foundation of BOBSTA. We're also going to get into his brand called You Go Girl that he's really, introducing to a lot of hair salons and shops and distributors. He's looking for distributors of the products and so many other things. We're going to talk to him about what advice he can give distributors in the hair industry, and I think you guys are going to really love this and take something from it. So
great.
That
looking
nice?
Forward to that. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. This is all good stuff, and we're real pleased about it. Now, I'm always going to check in with Nicole Marie on her girl power moments that she inspires the young ladies. You know, fellas, we always get inspiration. You know, this country is kind of pivoted towards always supporting the fellas. And so I think young ladies have a little bit tougher road, in my opinion, and I'm so loving that Nicole Marie addresses this through her work here on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Your girl power talk. So I'm going to just turn it over to our co-host.
Thank you.
The new queen of the morning. I'm going to give you the biggest send-up. The queen, the newly minted queen of the morning from Water Valley, Mississippi. Doesn't get any better than Nicole Marie. So take it away, Nicole Marie.
Thank you, Carrie. This morning, our girl power spotlight is on an actress and television personality. Her name is Malika Hawk, and she is best known for her 2005 Disney superhero film Sky High, and she also has a twin sister. Her twin sister's name is Khadijah. And why I chose her for our Girl Power Spotlight is because here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we always talk about affirmations, starting your day in a positive way. And this young lady, Malika, has an Instagram video of her and her two-year-old son, Ace. And mom is sharing her morning routine, which includes teaching her son, Ace, daily affirmations. So in the video, she states the affirmation, and then her son repeats it. And she's saying, I am brave, I am kind, I am strong, I am loved, and today is going to be a great day. And I thought that was so,
wow,
so important because
yes, it is.
Her son is 2 years old, and every day they state affirmations. He's 2 years old, and she's already starting him out learning affirmations.
Wow.
And, you know, can you imagine
wow.
what his mindset is going to be when he's 5, when he's 10, doing these daily affirmations? This is incredible.
Yeah.
And this is why I chose her as the girl power spotlight today. Just, you know, mom power and doing such a great job with her son. He's 2 years old.
Wow. Yeah,
he's
so you can imagine.
Affirmations.
Wow.
Well, I'm loving this.
I just felt like this was just incredible. Absolutely incredible.
And needed.
Yes.
Yes,
so
it is.
Kind of needed. And such an inspiration for other parents to do the same because it's very important to boost your child's self-esteem, self-worth. And by doing these affirmations, that is going to do it for them. You know, it's going to help them and their self-worth
and
their overall self-esteem.
That's right. And we've got to remember, you know, that sometimes that has to carry you for the rest of your life. I always say to folks, every single day that I wake up and go out of my house in New York City, I live in Brooklyn, New York. It's not a secret. What I find is that I am confronted with racism within about 5 minutes every time I leave my house, particularly in the morning.
Yeah.
And
so true.
And if I get not, within 5 minutes, there's never a morning that within minutes you're not reminded of somebody's ignorance. And so what I call upon is the strength that my mom poured into me.
Yes.
And I can't even imagine what she had endured during her day. And God rest her soul. But she really did pour a lot into me. And that reminds me of this lady in your girl power moment. That's exactly the kind of thing that will keep this young man on the right path and track.
Exactly.
To accomplish those
exactly.
things and help others. And help others who may not have that kind of strength. So,
right. He can be that inspiration.
He could be the inspiration, just like you are this morning. So I thank,
yes,
you,
thank you
very much for that,
yes.
Nicole Marie. Great job. Great job indeed.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So coming up in just a bit, we've got Sam Inan from out in California. He's awake early this morning. He actually is up early every day. I know Sam well. He is the man behind BOBSA.org, BOBSA.org, which is the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association.org. And I'm raising my hand, and you guys should be too. You should be members. We're going to talk to him about all of that. He's got a brand new Go Girl out there and so much more, and distributors who need it and so much. So we're going to chat with Sam and catch up with him. It's been a little while since he's been on our show live. So we're happy to have him on. And we're going to talk to Sam. So I cannot wait. He'll be on at about 8:30 this morning. And so much
looking
more to get to this.
That.
Yeah, me
so
too. This is going to be fun. I really want to talk to him about distributorships, just passing along some general information as well to, you know, folks who are looking to embark upon a career in the hair industry. Sam is one of the best to field that question to. So we'll see if we can lead in with that. And Nicole Marie, we're all going to be on. It'll be Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and Carrie Hines on with the great Sam Inan in just a bit. Now, I want to turn back to you, Michael Hopkins. We didn't get a chance to really chat too much on yesterday's broadcast. Have you heard any feedback? Michael Hopkins is the host of the Vet Talk radio show that airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern Time. So your show went on without a hitch yesterday on the broadcast. Michael, is there anything that you can tell us about the broadcast?
Yes, sir. It was just, to me, it was another excellent episode because it talked about something that's near and dear to my heart. It talked about how to get to 100%. And
I just got to give a little bit of background on this. So 100% of what?
Right, 100%. That's I keep forgetting
of
being a veteran. Right.
For
those of you that are tuning in and this is your first time, basically what I'm talking about is, as veterans, once we have injuries, illnesses, et cetera, what we do is we can apply for our compensation. It's sort of like our, what would you call it, Carrie? Our, what's a good word for it? Workman's comp, like workman's comp.
And this is for the veterans, again, after the service duty is concluded.
Right.
And, Michael, I love that what you're doing is really helping them to file the claims. Sometimes it can be a convoluted process.
Right. Sometimes it's just
right?
It is, Carrie. You're absolutely right. It can be a journey. And sometimes through that journey, you need a guide. And that's
exactly
what we do here at Vet Talk. We're guides. I guide people because I've been there, seen it, done it. And as the old saying, you know, I have the T-shirts for it. And that's what we did on our show on Tuesday. What I did, I just guided people through the process. There are certain things that you can file for as a veteran as to what we call high-value type claims for compensation, and that's what they are. And what I mean by high value, they put a percentage rating on the claims for compensation, and they used to go
exactly
anywhere from 0 to 100%.
Yeah, so
and
without going too much and rebroadcasting right now,
don't want to go too deep.
I just wanted to say these are folks who are close to that. So Michael's special broadcast yesterday show some tips to get up there. So listen, we're going to, if you missed yesterday's show, it's a great time. You can, you know, Google the Hair Radio Morning Show and replay yesterday's broadcast.
Yes.
Please
on
the anytime that you like. You can
great
do that.
Show,
Google it.
Yes. We really encourage you to do so. Again, Michael's on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. Listen, we're going to take a little bit of a music break, just a little one. And when we come back, we're going to – well, Sam will be with us coming up again. Sam Inan will be joining us at about 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 Central. Listen, we're going to dig back into the day. I'm going to do a classic throwback. I know it ain't Thursday. But we're going to get on one of my favorites, Sade and Your Love Is King. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines, streaming at Upscale Magazine Radio.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Wednesday morning, October 12th of 2022. It's our show number 771. Coming up in just a few minutes, Sam Enum from out in California. Real excited to have him join us again live. So we're going to be real happy to get him on the broadcast and just doing a lot of good things here and out there. So he's up early. He's out, like I said, on the West Coast. We're here in New York City, Brooklyn, New York. Well, at least I am. My amazing colleagues that we're going to bring back to the line in just a moment. We're talking about Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins down in Virginia, in an area called Spotsylvania, Virginia. And real great to have you guys with us, as always. And we're excited to get into some of this talk this morning. So what about you guys out there? Nicole Marie, what's going on in Water Valley? It's been awfully quiet this morning.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it's actually busy, busy here. My kids have been on fall break, and so they're moving kind of slow, getting back into the swing of things, getting ready for school. So it's been a busy morning around
here.
Oh,
you've got young children.
Yeah, I have a seven-year-old. I have a 13-year-old, and I have a 17-year-old.
Wow.
Okay. Yes.
That's amazing.
So
right,
our
Michael?
House is busy.
Yes,
our house
it
is. Very lively, yes. Always something
wow.
going on.
Now, I feel
but
guilty, Carrie, because I'm doing empty nester.
Oh,
oh wow.
You are. How does that feel, Michael? Because you've put the work in. And it's always nice to, you know, to hear you talking about your grandkids and all of that. So how does that feel? And do you feel you've put in, you know, you're making a big impression on them, and you see how important it is these days to be doing that. So how does it make you feel?
Oh, yes.
Are you proud? Are you filled with joy?
Oh, yes. I'm proud of all nine of the grandkids, all four of my
wow,
kids.
Nice.
The
wow.
son-in-laws, the in-laws. I mean, it just goes on, man. We all get together,
yeah.
like for holidays.
That's great.
And I mean, it is great. It just over the weekend, I had a chance to meet up with my sister-in-law and my niece, and we haven't seen them in about a year. And they came down to Virginia, and my wife and I just had a great time. Just
well, you know
reminiscing,
what?
And it is so
yes,
funny though, Carrie and Nicole Marie.
Wow, well, I'm loving this, and we're going to have some
yes.
more family time talk here on the Hair Radio
oh,
Morning
yeah.
Show coming up soon. Yeah, we got a lot to share. We
always
even
so much
something.
To share, so much to
oh,
share.
Yeah,
yeah. Want to remind everybody that Thursday and Friday shows. Very important at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It's a little bit of a heavy topic. It's on bullying. And so on Thursday, my dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, he joins us again for a couple minutes. So you don't want to miss that. It'll be on at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time. And that's Thursday. And then Friday morning, 8 o'clock again in the spotlight hour. We're still talking about the same subject, but this time we're talking about the hair industry and what the hair industry is doing to help to cut out bullying in America. So all of that on every level, whether you're a child or, you know, at the workplace. So we'll be getting into that discussion. So listen, I'm just going to jump right on in and see if I can get a hold of Mr. Sam Enon. I'm hoping this is Sam. Sam from out in Bobsa, out in Cali, I think you're in Northern California. Good morning, Sam. How are you today?
Oh, fine. Good morning to all. Good morning to all.
Yes.
Fine out here.
Sam,
morning.
You're on with Nicole Marie. You're on with Michael Hopkins. And you're on with Kay Rahan. How are you?
Oh, great. That's great. Normally,
yes.
Yeah, normally, Carrie, you don't put me on live. He tapes me because he's afraid of what I'm going to say.
You know what? I really, as God is my witness, this morning I made an announcement. I said, Sam's going to be with us live. And if you really listen carefully, you'll hear me pause. Because I never really said that too much before. Sam, do you remember the early days when you joined us on the show?
Yeah. You had to beat me all the time, you know.
Well, you know what? Listen, we were actually, the information that you shared was true. And so what we've learned in the course of now 771 shows, today is our 771st three-hour live show. And so what we've learned along the way is that, folks, you've got to be able to speak your truth, whatever that truth is to you in our space. And I love it. And I'm a member of BOPSA.org. So we've got to tell the truth. And folks have come on over the years and backed up what you said and have corroborated the stories and things that you've shared. So we're not making up things here. We're just stating the facts. And
yeah,
so our respect for you has always been huge. And started out there. So thank you.
Well, as you know, when the revolution comes, right?
I'm heading over to your bunker. You guys got a bunker out there. All the rich people got bunkers, you know.
Hey,
all the
poor people,
we ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing to hide under. The basement won't do the trick. So they got bunkers built. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can almost they actually have companies that's all they do. So I better not go there. I better be nice. Listen, Sam, it's a great honor to have you on the Hair Radio Morning Show live on this Wednesday morning, October 12th, 2022. It's about 8:30 to 8:33 New York time. It's very early out there on the West Coast. You're 3 hours behind us, so thank you for getting up early. I mean, you're up early every day. I did say that. You're up early,
yeah,
Sam.
Right.
You kind of, you give me a run for my money. I'm up
well, you know, it's my history because I was born in Mississippi and we had to get that truck. And I don't know if you know what truck I'm talking about. It's the top of the hill.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I have no idea. Well, listen, Sam, I just want to say first, we're going to lead on in with this. This morning, we're supposed to have on one of our distributors, and we had a technical issue. I spoke with her this morning. I said, we're going to get you back on soon. So we gave her a big old shout out to Dr. Millicent Davis on the show, and we talked about her incredible website. And you go, girl. We sent everybody there and all kinds of wonderful updates this morning. And she's going to be with us again to do it. And I said, when you come back, Dr. Davis, you're not just coming back, Dr. Millicent Davis, for a little interview. You're going to be a guest co-host. So she's very excited about it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great, right.
And I'm very excited. I told her that you're going to be on, so I'm sure she's out there listening. So we're shouting you out this morning again, Dr. Millicent Davis and her son Eugene. And they really run that company. So we're going to talk about all that. But first, Sam, you've impacted so many folks. You really have.
Yeah.
So let's lead in with this. Today, let's just pretend that these folks' first time tuning in, maybe they have not heard of the Hair Radio Show, and this is their first time, and BOPSA.org and Samina. So let's introduce you along that line. What do you tell everybody about what BOPSA.org is first?
Well, actually, BOPSA.org was formed in 2004. And it's Black-owned Beauty Supply Association. And what we do is we help individuals get into the beauty business if they want to open up a store. Our main focus was helping Black folks own beauty supply stores, not the other, So our goal is to just open up brand new beauty supply stores that run by Black people. And we wanted to get young people to get into it. Never been in the business before because it's easier to mold them and the way they should run their business. And so that's what BOPSA really is all about. We help people open up stores. But by doing that, it, you know, there's a lot of things that's going on because we didn't have the distribution piece of it to sell the products to the black-owned stores, you know. It was because controlled
right.
by another entity. So we have, we're trying to change that over the last 19 years. We got a lot of stores. We opened up 1,000-plus beauty supply stores nationally over the last 20 years. And so, but in doing that, we still don't have control
and
of our business because we have.
If I had our applause, we would applaud you because that is incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
You guys who are just new to the industry, this has been a big, big challenge. And, you know, and Sam has been instrumental in helping to get that accomplished. I can vouch for that, you know, being out there in this business for so long as well. So,
but
great
the problem, Sam. The problem is still is getting the distributors. We don't have any black distributors, so. Now the focus is getting more this independent black distributors can sell to the brick-and-mortar stores that we have created, you know. And
yeah.
That's a piece we're trying to bring together. So what we decide to do is create small distributors and starting – they don't even have to have a storefront. They can start with a you know, storage unit. And we create a brand and make the brand very popular to the black consumer. And drive the
wow.
black consumer to that brand, and then have these distributors in key parts of the country sell the product to the various black beauty supply stores that we have helped create. And so that's
exactly.
our focus now. But that's a long term goal.
I love this thing.
And it's very difficult because we don't control products, you know. So we have to
yeah.
you know create our own brand. And then 60% of the products that go into a brick-and-mortar beauty supply store is hair, whether it's wigs, you know, braiding hair, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
yeah.
And that's controlled by the Chinese. The Chinese brings it into the United States. However, we do have an ally with the Chinese because the Chinese don't like the Koreans and the Koreans don't like the Chinese. The Chinese always wanted
yeah,
to deal directly with the black consumer. So I've been to China, you know, 6 years ago, and I spent about three weeks there. The Chinese government invited me to China, you know, and we tried to do a joint venture by creating our own brand. But, you know, what it led for me, that fell through, but what led to me is getting a good relationship with the Chinese factories. And I have excellent relationships with the Chinese factory. And then that's why I get up so early in the morning at 3 o'clock, because now it's next day in China, you know. So we
yeah.
created our own brand, and now
yeah.
we're trying to create the distributors to sell that brand to the brick-and-mortar stores. Our goal was not to
exactly.
Get into the business of making products because we didn't want to compete against small manufacturers in our industry that are making their own products. You know, so we're here to help
yeah.
build that structure, that inner structure, the foundation. The foundation is both the beauty supply stores and the distributors that sell to the beauty supply stores. So that's what we're
and
trying
listen,
to build.
Yes, I love this about, you know, the beauty supply stores and using BOBSA.org as a resource. First of all, I love your website. I've always loved your website and the information that you share along the way, and that really impressed me. But also now you have an app. Can you please, Sam, talk about the app? Because it's really important what this app does.
Okay, well, you know, there's so many apps out there now. It used to be it takes thousands and thousands of dollars to build an app or have your app created.
Right, right.
Now it's not as expensive. It's like I don't know if you know what came before the app. It's a QR code
no.
that came before the app.
Oh,
yes.
Was the QR code before the app? Really?
Yes, it was because I had a QR code, yes. One thing about Andrew is history. It's history, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
like I said, I'm so involved with this, and I'm pro black, you know.
No,
so I guess you know that.
You're kidding, Sam. No, Sam couldn't have said any fewer words ever, folks. He is a gentleman who has supported this community, who linked And listen, again, and today was a special show, Sam. When you play back the very first part of this, we talk with civil rights attorney Lisa Bloom, who's not black, but she supports the Black Lives Matter movement, and she was on with three protesters, actually. And so this whole show has been about recognizing the incredible talent found in the black community. And so having you be part of this and to be the bookend to this incredible show today. And so I'm excited. So that's the Black Community Supply.
I was going to tell you about the app. So I have a tendency go off. So Carrie has to keep me in line.
No, you didn't go off.
No, that's good. No. The app. So we have an app. It's in the Apple Store. It's a BOPSA directory, and it's a free registration for beauty supply stores, salons, manufacturers, et cetera, that are selling their products that's black. And you can go on this app, and because of where you're at in the country, you can download it from the App Store to your iPhone or smartphone. And if you're in an area out of town or whatever, you want to go service something, you don't want to be involved with the black beauty supply stores buying from black merchants, then you can put your zip code in, and it'll tell you the closest one to your location.
Exactly, because that's always been a challenge for our community. There are many of us who would choose to purchase from folks who are in our community, but we often don't have that option to really look for folks who are bringing in things that we can buy from others in our community. So, Sam, I love that you have taken this charge on, and you have the app out there and all that you're doing through BOPSA.org. So this is really incredible, and we've got more to talk to you about, Sam. We've got a whole lot more to get in. Well, we don't have a whole heap of time, but but we got a whole lot more to say. So one of the things I definitely have to ask you about, Sam, when you have been able to get someone like Dr. Millicent Davis on, who is, just talking about, she's so excited to be really embarking upon this incredible journey with she and her family members. So what do you say? How do you really connect with these and, these folks, though, in just such a deep and amazing way that really gives them that certain something to know that they can be a big part of the hair industry? What is it that I'm like, wow, okay.
Well, it's a surprising. I can't even remember how she came about. I think she might have went to the website and then just gave us a call, and then, you have to build a relationship. Now, keep in mind, this is all Zoom and talking over the phone conference call. I've never met her before, So you have to build a sense of trust, And I actually take people by the hand and walk them through the process.
Mission accomplished.
Because I care about people. When people, absolutely. I can't really care about people. So I build their trust in BOPSA, because all we have is our reputation, And exactly. So it's important that we build a trust with the client. And they are a client. Yes. But they're members of my family, And so when I get a person like the doctor comes in and she brings her whole family in, and that means a lot, because then you build it from ground up. You know what I mean? So it's just amazing.
Yeah, I love that, from ground up. So that's super important. Listen, I've got some colleagues who want to kind of jump on in, Sam. And we're going to lead in with Nicole Marie. First, we're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. When we come back, Nicole Marie has a question for Sam Anna. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. So stay with us, folks. And I think we've got something on this incredible brand out there that we are so happy about, and we're going to get that on. So stay with us. We will be right back. Stay with us.
You Go Girl. You Go Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, You Go Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, You Go Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You Go Girl.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Kerry Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Kerry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. We are back live. It's Wednesday, October 12th of 2022. It's about 8:49 or so in the morning, New York time. We're chatting with a gentleman out in the West Coast. We're talking about Sam Enon, and he's the man behind Bobsa.org, again, the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association. So that's Bobsa.org. We're going to get him to the line. First, we bring him back, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. I'm going to just have you in there, Michael, as well as, of course, our guest today. Sam, before we went to our commercial break, we said Nicole Marie, my great co-host, new queen of the morning, has a question of her own for you. So, Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Kerry. My question, Sam, is what advice
would you give to a new distributor the stepping out into the hair and beauty industry world?
Yes.
Well, that's a good question. actually the same advice that I would give to a new beauty supply store owner, basically. You know, the thing about it, the beauty industry is so, for the products, it's so complex. It's so many, it's thousands and thousands of different items, you know.
Right.
And so it's hard to wrap your, if you've never been in the business before, wrap your arms around that, you know, to see, because it's it could be overwhelming. So you have to be patient, and you have to do, you have to build step by step by step. And we help them do that, you know.
Okay.
We have to calm them down. And just show them how to do it step by step by step, you know. And the first thing, I tell anybody that want to get into the, want to open a brick and mortar, whether a distributorship, come up with a name, because that's very easy to do. And you have to start with that, and then you can kind of build from that. And that's a very easy thing.
Yes.
It doesn't cost a lot of money to come up with a name, you know. And they start getting them to think about their business.
Yeah. Not to interrupt you at all. I just wanted to add to that. You also help folks with online building of, because these days a lot of folks, you know, want to also have an online presence. So you do also do that, correct, at Bobster.org?
Yeah, we help them with that if they want to build it online. So, but you have to keep in mind, you know, we were locked down for 3 years, okay? So everybody got accustomed to ordering online. So it's thousands of people out there that's got an online store. Now, all those people are not going to be. So how do you make your store successful online? It's very, very difficult. You got to advertise, and social media is a big part of that. So you have to be able to know how to navigate yourself through all of the social media platforms. And that's a job within a job, you know, because you got influencers now on various social media platforms.
So true.
And Michael, do you not agree, Michael Hopkins, for guys becoming distributors, you've had some questions as well, or felt? I'm going to kind of give Michael the last big question here for you. Michael, anything you want to say to Sam, and being, because Michael also represents our brand out there, and he's a little bit excited about it. So Sam is the king of this whole distributor, I'm not going to call this thing, but type of process. He knows how to guide folks. So this is the man to ask your questions to this morning. Sam, I'm from Bobster.org. Anything you want to say, Michael Hopkins?
Sure. Sam, I was just wondering one thing. Where did you get your motivation from to go into this type of industry?
That's right.
Wow.
That's
a good question. That's a good question. I originally started working for Clairol. I don't know how, what your age is, but Clairol was the dominating hair company.
I remember Clairol.
Of course, we know Clairol.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you talk to your younger generation, you talk to someone 19, they never heard of Clairol. So,
Sam, but you're right.
Tell them, Kerry, multiply that by three, and I've heard of Clairol.
Okay. Well, I was a salesman first. I was one of the few blacks to ever work for Clairol back in the day.
Wow.
I was a sales rep first,
wow.
And then I became a district manager, where I had 5 or 10 different reps underneath me. And I worked for them for 7 years. So I quit,
amazing.
And then just got kind of lost a little bit, didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I created my own company, an independent sales rep company called Alexander & Associates.
Wow.
I started the Alexander & Associates. I used to rep independent companies. I started off with white companies, fine fragrances from Paris. I used to sell to the department stores the fragrance, and then I had cosmetics too. I represented Zenday, the fragrance from Paris. And I did that for a couple of years. And then I created another product called, Quaffco. Not Costco, but Quaffco. It's short for Coiffure.
Okay.
It means hairstyle in French.
Okay.
So I created that, and then I created some friends.
I love that question, by the way, Michael. Great question.
That's a good question, yeah.
Right? And I've got to say, speaking of which, how is Mrs. Bobster? How does she take all this? Because you're always busy, fam, with all of this.
Well, she's just as busy. She's an instructor at Notre Dame College here in Belmont, California.
Get the heck out of here!
Wow!
Oh, wow!
We're
always moving.
Awesome.
I mean, I have to look at her schedule to find out if I can use the card, because I got rid of my card because I'm on the computer now. So
I have to say,
well, can I use the card today? You know.
One day, Sam, you've got to get her to be on with us. We would love that. That would be really nice.
But I do want to say one thing about the distributors, the You Go Girl distributors. You Go Girl distributors is braiding hair, okay? Because braid styles are the number one style now here in the United States. And the thing about it, though, the styles you see, even men are wearing that style. They call them locks, afro locks, you know.
You look at the basketball players.
So the braid is the catalyst to all of this. Now, my goal is to do what we call braid-a-thons in key areas of the United States. Like the first one we're going to do Atlanta. We got a distributor there, Baton Rouge. And then now New Jersey, and we have one in California too. But our focus is going to run promotion towards the consumer and get the consumer. All they have to do is buy the hair and take it to a designated braiding shop in that area, that zip code, and we will pay for the installation.
Wow.
Sam, I just want to have about 30 seconds. So I want to, can you just give everybody all the websites that they need to go to get information and remember to download the app?
Well, they just go right to the bobsa.org, www.bobsa.org, and all of their stuff is on the website, and you're going to take a little time to go through it, but it's a lot of information there, and we talk about a lot of different things, but it's black oriented.
Can you say that one more time, Sam? Black oriented. I love that. our guest today, the great Sam Inan, again from bobsa.org, and You Go Girl. And again, it's you like uniform. It's not YOU, so I always like to say that. Great product.
If you want to get in contact with me, you can text me. I will pick up the phone, or you can call me. My number is 650-863-3491.
And
leave your name.
Just make sure you mention
Carrie, you know, you came from Carrie. So that way I'll know, you know what I mean? Because I get a lot of calls.
Yeah.
But then I would love to talk to you. No question is a
Sam,
crazy
question. Sam, I stepped on you a little bit. Give the number one more time.
650-863-3491.
Okay, and again, you can reach out to Sam through us at Hair Radio always. Sam, thank you so much for being with us. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, great show today, guys. We'll see you back here 6 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Again, we want to thank everybody. It was an outstanding show. We'll go ahead and get our outro on, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. It was a great Wednesday. Really enjoyed the show. Thanks again, Sam Inan.
All right, folks.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at FixYourFeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very